Hi 91, it is Sam and Ash. Instagram on the way this morning at 7:50.
Unprecedented times and scenes across the Sunshine Coast. The whole region has been inundated with water and some are saying in different parts, worst flooding in 100 years. And joining us right now is the man at the helm of this ship, our council mayor, Mark Jamieson. Good morning, sir.
G'day, Sam and Ash, and good morning to all your listeners.
And now, this has been a hectic weekend out and about for the Sunshine Coast, one of the worst in history. From your point of view, how are things looking and shaping up now that there's lots of road closures and things like that? Where to from here?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know that, you know, we've been under this rain bomb up here for almost a week until it eased up yesterday and gave us an opportunity for our crews to get out and really see what the damage is like. And roads will be our number one priority. I've already been in touch with the Deputy Premier and the Premier. We received advice from the Prime Minister that the federal government will also be providing funding, but we are talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of damage to roads and other critical infrastructure like seawalls, locks and weirs, beach access points and various community buildings. So we've got a big clean-up ahead. I'm delighted to say that, you know, largely there were no homes inundated, the odd exception, and obviously water got very close to a number of homes. Obviously, people's yards were, particularly along Bradman Avenue, water got into the lower area of properties down there. But generally, given the intensity, and we would have had over a metre of rain fall across the coast, a lot of that on the Blackall Range, and of course, the rain that runs to the east and goes into the Mooloola and Maroochy systems, and the water that goes to the west goes into the Mary and the Stanley system, and of course the Stanley then runs into Somerset and Wivenhoe. So given all that rain was coming down, I'm just not sure why those to the south of us weren't better informed in terms of their preparation.
Yeah, and Gemma, it's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, I've got to say, I've been in awe of the work done by the SES, the volunteers, council workers, Energex. It just seems like everyone's come together so incredibly well, and that I know it's been a devastating situation, but it could have been so, so much worse if those sorts of levels of volunteerism and infrastructure wasn't in place.
You're exactly right, Sam, and I must say, I always say to our emergency services teams when we are together in the local disaster management meetings that, you know, the people of Sunshine Coast can be very proud and very confident of the calibre of people and the systems that we work to. You know, the SES in particular were in a very high demand over the last 2 days, and they've done a fantastic job. They haven't been able to get to everyone because the numbers just kept climbing. But we had volunteers step up to assist in the evac centres. Red Cross have done a fantastic job. The University of the Sunshine Coast, we had to open up an additional evac centre when the Bruce Highway was closed.
People
on the road who really had nowhere to go. They couldn't go north, they couldn't go south. The roads in our local network through the hinterland obviously weren't going to help them. So, many of them found their own accommodation in commercial premises or in with family and friends. But some who, you know, become a little disoriented when you're in that situation.
Sure.
You know, just needed to know they were going to be safe and looked after.
Yeah, absolutely.
The university did a tremendous job there. And to the council workers, I really take my hat off to them. They were in the field as early as possible, trying to assess the damage to ensure that we don't have residents, you know, trying to drive over roads or bridges that may be compromised. So people, I think, should continue just to try and stay off the roads as best they can. In some places it's still difficult to get out. We've got isolated communities. We've come through very fortunately.
Mayor Mark Jamieson, always made a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And now the benefit out of all of this, the upside in a lot of cases, is that as if the house prices on the coast weren't already booming, now 2/3 of them are waterfront. So that's amazing. Thank you, Jamo.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.